drive my car into the ocean. I hunt. You think I'm dead, but I sail away. Hey, hey. I'm a wave of elevation, wave of mutilation, wave. With no
This is Brian Kernahan, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
Now that your picture's in the paper being perfectly admired, you can have it a one that you have ever desired. All you gotta tell me now is why, why.
Left. testing? Yeah. Is this work? Hey, sorry about that, everyone. Yeah. There's some major technical issues. Yeah, sorry, but
we are in now a different studio.
Yeah,
but we're still gonna have you on for a very special episode because it's Zoe's birthday. Yay!
Woo!
Birthday! So we're gonna restart our show with the birthday playlist.
Thanks for sticking around through all that.
Halfway through, but.
It's okay.
Yeah, we carry through.
Short but sweet.
So Zoe, I've put together some questions for your birthday. Starting off, tell us what you did from the minute you woke up.
Oh, great. So I woke up at 7:15 this morning to get ready for the show. I woke up to some nice birthday texts, which is always so nice to wake up to on your birthday, know that people are thinking of you. And then I opened some gifts for my mom, got ready. Then I went downstairs and Jane was waiting there with a gift from me, And she got me probably the most relevant gift a person could buy for me. She bought a movie-themed cookbook, which is incredible. Combines my love for cooking, my love for movies. I'm so excited to use it. So thank you, Jane. And then we got here, we had a little frazzled early start of the show, but we're here.
Yeah.
And we're ready.
Great.
And yeah, so now here I am.
Yeah, so today's always 22.
Yeah, 22.
22. So thanks everyone for tuning in, for sending us some birthday love, and we are so happy to be here. Zoe, tell us what you're doing. Well, actually, if your mom's still around, I'd love to hear what.
Yeah, let me see if I can figure that one out. I'm going to call her. I'm going to call her on my phone.
Yeah.
And see if this works. I'm scared there's going to be some, like. Hello?
Actually, if your mom's still around, I'd love to hear
that. Oh. Oh, look at that. You're on air. You should turn off the radio because it's gonna do some playback.
Okay, I'm going in the other room. Happy birthday, Zoe! Hey.
Thank you.
Otis says happy birthday too.
Aw, thanks, Otis. Otis is my dog.
So Andrew, tell us what you were doing 22 years ago.
Oh my God! Okay, well, Zoe was a planned C-section.
Remember, you're on air.
I know. So we went to the hospital, and it was very calm. And we got in, and they started the C-section, and they delivered. And we didn't know what we were having. So if we were having a girl, the name was going to be Zoe. And if we were having a boy, it was going to be Benjamin. And the doctor asked me, well, what are the two names? And I told her, and I was convinced I was having a boy, really convinced. And
she said,
you have a Zoe. And I said, no, you're wrong. That's a mistake. So they delivered her, and they cleaned her up, and they brought her over to me. And she didn't seem to be breathing, like, the right way. I thought something was wrong. And I said, something's wrong. She's not breathing properly. Bring her back. Get the doctor, because Daddy was holding you. And he brought you back over, and he says, my wife says something's wrong with her breathing. And all of a sudden, there was like a swarm of doctors on top of you, and you were whisked off to the neonatal unit, and you were having trouble breathing.
And a mother always knows.
Mother always knows, and you had it. Ended up spending 5 extra days in the hospital.
10 days.
Well, 5 days. You would have been there for 5 days because of the C-section, but you stayed an extra 5, and
my lungs weren't fully developed.
your lungs were not fully developed because you were actually born 2 weeks early. And also with C-section, sometimes all the fluids don't get pushed out the way they would.
Remember, you're on air.
I know. I'm trying to keep it clean, keep it G-rated. And it was really scary in the beginning. And I didn't get to see you because I was on a different floor. And then Daddy brought me a picture of you, and you were hooked up to all these tubes and IVs. And I completely lost it. And then the next day, you know, everything was, they said, oh, don't worry, she'll be fine. So we've made a lot of trips back and forth, bringing you some mommy milk to get you healthy. And now here you are. You're a strapping 5'8". You seem to breathe pretty well, so mm-hmm. I don't think there was any problems. But it was, but the funniest thing was when we brought Katie, who was 5 years old, and she
my
was
older siblings.
Your older sister, and they let her come to the hospital because she was old enough, and they let her go in the NICU, and she got to hold you, and it was such the cutest little thing. You still had a couple of little tubes on you, but she was very excited to see you. I don't know, Jake was two. He didn't seem super excited. I think he was more. we used to get, whenever we had another, when we had Jake, we gave Katie a present that was from Jake. You know, so she'd really like the baby from the get-go. And we did the same thing with Jake and Katie. By now was sort of onto the whole thing, and Jake was very excited about his new toy that came from Zoe. So you were already a big hit with him because you got him a gift. And then you came home, and it was just like crazy town with three kids under the age of five. It was a really joyous day having another little girl.
Yeah, overall it was a joyous day, right?
Of course. It was started out a little scary, but it ended up being a very, very happy. We only have happy memories now. You forget all the bad, and all you remember is the good. You were kind of you were definitely a little bit of a pain in the butt when you were little, but you've turned out great, so.
Aw, thanks.
No worries, and we loved your show, and I did a radio show in college, so clearly.
Yeah, you're the person who inspired me to do this.
I sort of described your radio show as a podcast with music.
Yeah.
We kind of describe it that way as well.
We chit chat.
Okay. Yeah, it's totally a podcast with music.
Background music.
My show was the news. So I had to put together all the top news stories and the traffic and the weather in New Orleans.
How did you know the traffic?
There was like this. It wasn't really a computer. I guess maybe it was a computer. No, it wasn't a computer. But there was like a feed that we used to get. And that, you know, would tell us, you know, you could get information so you could find out what was going on, like if there was, you know, car accident or things like that. So
very cool.
But mostly we did the top, you know, I had to go in early and prepare the news stories, pick out which news stories.
Yeah, we never do news stories.
We just talk.
You just talk. You're like Seth Meyers and his brother, just talking.
Yeah, we're just talking. Yeah, it's like
an occasional guest.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
You could. I think you could continue this after college. You can
totally
just keep it as a podcast because I'm sure you have a huge following in
the highlighters.
Boston metro area.
Especially the highlighters that stuck around these 30 minutes while we were getting settled.
I guess that's listening to music for most of it, but it wasn't our music.
Me, Daddy, and Jane's parents.
Yeah.
I gave your mom the phone number. I told her to call in.
Oh, I know. Maybe she'll be up next.
Maybe she'll call in next, yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Well, I have to run and go to an appointment, But this has been, I've been waiting 2 years to be on your show, so.
Wow, that's a loyal highlighter.
You made it.
And last minute, and Zoe just have the happiest birthday.
Happy birthday.
And we'll have a big celebration when you come home. We love you so much, all your whole family, and have a great day, and I'll talk to you later.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, bye, thanks for calling. Bye.
Love you too. Bye.
Bye.
Yeah.
There we go.
All right. Well, thanks so much, Andrea, for calling in. This was a great addition. I had no idea, Zoe.
Yeah, I was a little NICU baby.
yeah. Well, but she's perfect now.
All good now. Happens, you know. But it teaches you. Mother knows best. The doctors didn't exactly catch it right away.
No. So Zoe, because it's your birthday, let's talk about. Tell me if you can remember the best birthday gift you've ever received.
Oh, wow. That is a great question.
Or if that one's too hard, maybe the best birthday party you've ever had.
Well, one of the best birthday gifts, when I turned 8, my dad.
So
2010. Yes. I was in first grade, I want to say. And I knew this was happening, but my dad picked me up early from school. My birthday was on a Friday. Or no, my birthday was on a Saturday, and it was Friday. And my dad picked me up early from school, and he said, "We're going to Disney World."
Whoa!
And I got to go to Disney World with my brother and my dad.
And you found out that day?
I don't remember. Maybe I knew before, but it was just so, like, didn't matter. Yeah, like, he picked me up early from school.
Yeah.
And we went straight to the airport, went to Disney World, and I got to be at Disney World on my birthday. And I got to wear that little pin.
Oh,
says half, it's my birthday.
15 years later, still talking about
still it. Still talking about it. That was probably one of my best birthdays ever.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It was really awesome. I remember I was so excited. I couldn't sleep the night before we went.
Aww.
It was so exciting.
Yeah. To be a kid at Disney on your birthday.
Yeah, like, it was the best. A kid on your birthday, it's like, I still love my birthday.
Used to, yeah.
But like, as a kid, it's like, oh my God, like your birthday. Like, because it feels like it happens like never. Like, I feel like I've had so many birthdays at this point. It's like, you know, the years start going by faster.
Yeah, like on your 8th birthday, that was only your 8th ever birthday.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And, like, probably
and now I'm like, had
22
birthdays, you know?
Yeah.
And they're still special, but
they
like,
are.
When you've only had 7 before that and like 5 that you can even remember.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a really big deal.
So, what's your favorite kind of cake?
Red velvet with cream cheese frosting. That's my cake.
Yeah. Cream cheese frosting. Speaking of this, we were just talking about, I can't remember if we told the air last time or not, but whatever, we'll tell them again. Did you disclose your Scoop and Scootery hack for the red velvet cake?
Oh, I don't know, but if listeners know about Scoop and Scootery, it's a really great ice cream place.
Not just ice cream, too.
It's like a Sunday.
Loaded
Sunday place. It's not even really ice cream.
Local, Arlington.
Local, yeah.
Open till like 2 a.m.
Yeah, and you can order from there, or you can go pick it up, and you can choose. You basically get an ice cream flavor, a core inside the ice cream, and
a
topping. So a core could be like cake, it could be brownie, it could be like cream, it could be anything you want, basically. But they have a list of options.
And it's like a little...
It's like, if you've ever had like the Ben and Jerry's like core, like caramel core, it's like in the center of the ice cream.
Yeah.
And you get to choose your flavor, your core, and then a frosting. It's basically like an ice cream cake. It's like mini ice cream cakes almost.
I usually don't opt for the frosting.
Interesting. So, you do for toppings more?
Toppings, usually no whipped cream either.
Yeah.
Okay, but continue.
But I realized that I could get like a red velvet cream cheese frosting ice cream sundae there. You just get the, I don't remember.
Red velvet core
and cream cheese frosting. And then I think I got chocolate ice cream, actually, to mix it up.
I would have chosen a vanilla base, but
actually, no, I definitely chose a vanilla base.
No.
But it was like the cake ice cream. I don't know, but it was one of the best desserts I've ever had.
Whoa.
I say that a lot, though. I've had a lot of good desserts.
Mm.
But, yeah. Yeah, so...
Good.
Yeah, so, I'm really trying to think about my best present ever. I feel like probably when I was little, I got like a phone like middle school. That was really exciting to get a phone or a computer.
Yeah, it's a good birthday.
Those were good birthday gifts.
Practical.
But once I got, this is good.
This is good.
Freshman year, my parents were like, okay, we have a birthday gift for you when you come home from school. Because my birthday is always at the end of finals or at the end of school. And I came home and I was like, what could this possibly be? They got a 3D printed model of my dog.
No.
They like took him to one of those.
Wait, the pillow?
No.
What?
It's like, it's somewhere in my room.
Bring
I don't know
it
where.
Here.
No, I think it's somewhere. But it's like a, they took him to like this place where he went into like a little like tube, like a little like elevator type thing. And then it scans him. And it creates, like, a 3D print of him.
No way.
And people do it for, like, people, usually. Like, they'll do it for, like, their family.
How big is it?
That big. It's pretty small.
She's holding about if you were to make a C with your hand.
Yeah. Good. But that was a really creative gift.
That's a great one. Is it colored?
Like, yeah.
Is it his coloring?
It looks exactly like him. It's, like, a little model of him. And I just take him everywhere with me.
Wow. Well, I need a visual, so we'll definitely be.
Yeah, we'll send a picture.
We'll put it up on
Instagram. We'll send a picture. Yeah, that was.
That's a great.
That
gift.
Was a great gift.
Wow.
Very creative and useful because I'm always living new places, you know?
Yeah.
See, Jane is just playing my fave songs.
Yeah.
Jane knows me so well.
This is a
we'll classic.
We'll post the playlist. It's called Zoe WMFO Birthday Special.
Aww.
Yeah. All right, so we've run through. Have you ever been surprised? Like a surprise
party? I've had a surprise party.
Whoa.
When I was in sixth grade.
Yeah.
I've had a few surprise parties, honestly.
Yeah.
The first was in sixth grade. My parents took me. Well, my brother had a surprise. My brother's birthday is in March, so it's always like right before.
Mm-hmm.
And my parents had thrown a surprise party for him. At this restaurant. And then for my birthday, they were like, oh, we want to go back to the restaurant. It was so good. And I was like, something's going on. And I got there and it was like all my friends hid under a table and they all popped out.
Aww.
And then I got presents and I can post a picture from this.
Yeah.
We went
do.
And then we went to see Maleficent.
Whoa.
Yeah. It was a great one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that was. I used to have.
I'm very proud of my birthday parties. Once we went to an improv show.
Wow.
Once we went, I did Chuck E. Cheese a bunch of times.
Nice.
I did Pizzeria Uno. I don't know if people know that.
Yeah, Pizzeria Uno.
Yeah, you make your own pizza a few times.
I didn't know there was multiple Pizzeria Unos.
Yeah, I didn't know that either.
Yeah.
There's one on the Upper West Side of New York.
Yeah, there's one in Westchester.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's so fun.
Pizza
what else?
Uno.
Yeah. And another time for COVID, I turned 18 May 1st, 2020. So it was like a month after COVID really started.
Everyone was
like
deep COVID.
It was deep COVID. Like no one was seeing anyone. Everyone was gone. Like it was literally like a month after COVID had started. So for my birthday, my mom scheduled like a surprise Zoom with all my friends. Like she was like, "Oh, we have a family Zoom. Like log on," and then it was all my friends.
Aww,
which was cute. And then
you like what'd you talk about on?
And then we just chatted.
Yeah,
and everyone's like, "Happy birthday!"
Party.
Yeah, but it was so fun. And then my sister also made a surprise video for me of like people dancing to.
Yeah.
She like wrote a song to Dancing Queen.
Aww.
And then, like, I'll show you.
Yeah.
It's a really cute video. Like, all my friends and family dancing. She edited it together.
That's really cute.
And then, freshman year, I also got a little bit of a surprise party. I came back from breakfast, and everyone was in my room.
Yeah.
With cake, and,
sweet.
That was really sweet, too. And I got a video that year of, so I've had some really amazing birthdays.
Good.
Yeah.
Love. I know, birthdays are, like, a cute, like...
Just a way to, like, show people you appreciate them, you know?
And, like, the random texts you get.
Yeah, they're always so funny.
Except it's so awkward when it's, like,
the last text.
Happy birthday.
Especially if, like, you didn't text them in between by accident. And it's like, oh, shoot.
I know.
Or, like, when you go to text someone happy birthday and you realize they didn't text you. But you do it anyway because it's nice.
Because we're not petty like that.
We're not petty like that at all.
No, no.
But, yeah, I'm trying to think of other past good birthday parties.
You also have a good time of year birthday.
Yeah.
Like, May 1st. Well, for starters, first of the month. By the way, Zoe introduced me to this song
Next to Imagine Dragons.
And it always reminds me of you now.
Aww.
May 1st, it's always like good weather, end of school.
Yeah, it's a good mood. And also people tend to like remember it because it's a memorable. It's not like, yeah, so.
I love the first of the month.
Yeah, and I feel like, maybe this is biased, but I feel like the first of May is, like, the first of, like, it's not the first of summer, but it's the first of, like, lit season.
Lit season.
Like, May, June, July.
She was
born
to start off lit season.
Lit season.
Yeah, totally.
I love your birthday, too. I think, like, the
mid-October,
the spring and the fall birthdays are nice, because there's always, like, nice weather and...
Yeah. A deep summer birthday, though... I remember it, like, at camp.
Yeah.
Having your birthday at camp was awesome.
Awesome.
Except, like, before you went to camp, then it was, like, not being able to bring in cupcakes to school. Sucked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You didn't get... I loved having my birthday at school, too.
Yeah.
Like, your parents would bring in... And, like, in
elementary school, they would, like, announce it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then everyone would be like, happy birthday, and then my parents would always come in, everyone sings happy birthday.
Aw, yeah. And you bring in cupcakes or no?
Yeah, allergies? Everyone would bring in, like, a snack, a special snack. Usually I'd bring in Dunkin' Donuts, I think.
Oh, good one.
Or cupcakes.
Yeah.
Or cookies. It was just the best.
I don't think
And then it'd be like,
anymore.
Oh, like, our class has, more birthdays in your class. Oh,
yeah.
And you get more special treats during the year.
What about if two people had the same birthday?
Never thought. I don't think it really ever happened. Well, my school is very small, so the chances.
It definitely happened.
We had a bunch of, I think we had three people's birthday was May 15th. Out of 60 people.
And I bet you still remember them.
Yeah, I do.
You don't need to say them on
And
there,
my, but... my due date was May 15th. I was like, thank God.
Yeah. I know. Literally. Same thing. Another question. Sorry to any of our listeners who might have, or not sorry, but to any of our listeners who may have birthdays on holidays.
Oh, interesting question.
Do you like
Technically,
that?
It's May Day, but no one celebrates May Day.
Oh.
Wait,
what's May Day?
I don't know. Okay. I've just always seen it on my calendar.
May Day.
I don't know. I think, like, it depends on your mindset about it. I think having a birthday on, like, Christmas is hard because it's, like, that's, like, everyone's birthday.
Or on the flips... Everyone. On the flip side, though, you know people are always going to be around, or you're always celebrating with people. Or my mom likes to say her birthday is sometimes on Thanksgiving. If someone wishes you happy birthday, you could reply happy Thanksgiving.
That's a good one. I think that I have a lot of family who has birthdays around Thanksgiving, and we always like, and then at Thanksgiving we always have like three cakes. So it's like, you get to celebrate your birthday. Even if it's not their birthday on Thanksgiving, it's like always right there. So you get to celebrate your birthday with all these people that you'd want to be with anyway.
Or would you rather like spread out the love so that
That's
you get,
the
you
question.
Get cake more often? Like, you know you were going to get cake on Thanksgiving anyways.
True. It's a good question. My sister's birthday is sometimes on Memorial Day, which is really nice because then she just gets the day off.
Oh, that is
and then
really
every
nice.
And then she can have like a Memorial Day birthday party and everyone's free because
mine is sometimes on Indigenous Peoples Day.
Oh, really?
Sometimes, yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah,
it's good to have it on a long weekend, I think.
Yeah, it is. I feel like there's always certain like milestones around, well, I guess that's just a calendar. But like certain things like remind me of, like, now your birthday is always like, oh, okay, end of school.
Yeah It's funny, though, because when I was, like, younger, it was, like, still had, like, 2 months left of school.
Yeah.
But now it's, like, wow, we're done with classes.
Yeah. Huh.
And it's so interesting how your birthday changes, like, your perception of the year, maybe a little bit.
Totally.
Yeah. So, birthdays are so interesting.
Birthdays are great.
And they are great.
The celebrations are going to keep on coming. Apologies that we didn't get to... tell our listeners for the first half of the show.
Yeah.
Now we're almost
It's
done.
Okay. I feel like we've talked about...
Yeah. We've done a whole lot of chit-chatting.
Oh, according to my dad, May Day is a European festival of ancient origins marking the beginning of summer.
Oh, how perfect.
It's also International Workers' Day is also May Day, but the two are unrelated. So May Day is two different things.
And it's the start of the lit season. So what else can we tell our viewers or our listeners since...
Yeah, we could say what we're doing for the rest of the day.
Yeah. No, and... Wait.
Oh, since last week.
We had a show last week. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we had a lot. We finished up school.
Wait, no. Did we have a show last week? Was that...
Yeah.
Oh,
Julia.
Was that Julia's show?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so it's been a while. Yeah, we finished school. Last day of classes was Monday.
Monday, yeah.
So now we're in reading.
Reading
period.
Week. Reading period.
And
do you have any finals coming up?
Yeah, I do. I'm actually pretty busy this week. I have a lot of work left.
When's your first final?
I have a presentation on Friday.
Ah.
And then I have a couple projects due Tuesday and next
Friday.
Yeah,
I'm going to be very busy this weekend.
Yeah. But we're still going to have fun.
Okay. Yeah, no, I'm going to do a little bit of work today, but I don't have too much going on.
Birthday girls got to celebrate. We've got a pizza party.
We got a pizza party today at our house. Hopefully it'll be warm
nice
up a
weather.
Little bit. I don't think it's going to be super nice
maybe
weather. Look at the email. I mean, it's going to warm up a little bit, so we'll see. The other thing about having a birthday on the 1st, I was talking to my sister about this yesterday, is that, you know, it's hard to, like, it kind of comes out of nowhere. Because if your birthday's, like, in the middle of the month, you're like, oh, it's October
True.
Now. I'm like, but,
yeah,
like,
that's like the countdown.
I don't, my birthday's on April, so I'm not, like, waiting for it during April. And then suddenly it's, like, May 1st, and I'm like, oh, my God.
So, like, the anticipation, it's not.
Yeah, there's not much anticipation.
There is kind of a lot of, like, I mean, a lot of feelings associated with birthdays. Some people, like, don't really like their birthday.
Yeah. I think there's some pressure on it to, like, make it the way that you want it to be.
True.
But if you're, like, I don't know. And it's also a little scary to get older.
Yeah. Especially at this age.
Yeah.
Like, in our 20s.
The years are just flying by.
Flying and flying.
So.
Crazy stuff. 20. Oh. Yeah. Like, honestly.
Yeah.
22.
Should we turn it up a little? Stuff. This is Taylor Swift's 22.
Yep.
So, yeah, I was also thinking about, like, I feel like 20 is really important. There's, like, 16, big birthday, 18.
Wait, no, let's start from the beginning. Like, okay, being born.
Being born.
Like, zero, big birthday.
And then, like, 5.
Yeah.
And then it's, like, 5. Double digits.
Double digits is huge.
Like, 10 is crazy. Because then you're off the hand as well. You can't say your... I remember being like, shoot, I can't say my age with my hands anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. No, well, 10.
10. But then 11. 13. Like,
teenager.
13, teenager. And then 16 is like...
14 and 15 are kind of
16 is like you feel like you're like a real teenager.
16? Yeah. 16 is like I'm trying to mature out of the angst, but you're still angst.
Yeah. And then 18 is like I'm an adult.
Yeah.
And, like, you're going to college.
And then 20 is, like...
20's new decade.
Yeah. 21.
21.
Legal.
And then 22, you have this song. And then I think it's kind of...
I feel like 25.
25. And then it's, like, every 5.
And
but then
30.
It's, like, 30 is really big and 50 is really big.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it just... They get farther
and
apart.
Then, yeah.
And then it's, like...
Oh, my God. Yeah, because it's, like... they can't really see what I'm doing with my hands, but I was, like... Like,
yeah,
it slows down.
It slows down because the more birthdays you've had, like, less they really matter.
The wiser you are.
The wiser you are.
Wow.
But I just remember when this song came out, and I was like, wow, Taylor Swift is so old.
Yeah, like, oh my God, she's 22. 22. Honestly,
and now I'm 22.
Teenage years don't feel like that long ago.
Yeah.
Like,
no.
Like, high school doesn't feel like that long ago. But now, next week, we're seniors in college.
Crazy. Just flies by.
I know. Yeah. I feel like we just started school.
I know.
That part's actually crazy.
This mic is a little... Finicky. Yeah, so...
Yeah. Yeah. And, oh, and then celebrate with Hot Pot tonight.
Hot Pot tonight.
Have you had the Hot Pot?
I've been to this place before, but this is actually it's technically Shabu Shabu, but they're very similar. This is like the Japanese version
of
Hot Pot, and then Hot Pot is Chinese.
Yeah.
I've never had Hot Pot, but this is like, it's really fun. If people don't know, it's like, you got to choose your own broth, and then you choose meat, and then there's like a huge, like, all-you-can-eat buffet of toppings, like veggies and noodles and frozen fish cakes and stuff like that.
Great.
And then you put it in the broth, and you can make and there's sauces.
Wow.
So everyone better
gonna be
have
great.
A big appetite tonight.
Oh, yeah. And we'll take pics and update you guys on our Instagram for sure.
For sure.
Yeah, and now it's our final weekend at Tufts.
Yeah.
So we're going to go all out this weekend.
Crazy.
Have a lot of fun. Do a lot more celebrating, Zoe.
Yeah, maybe we'll have a fun celebratory night. Yeah.
Def.
So our time is almost up.
I know. Oh, and we didn't even hit them with a PSA this weekend.
Oh.
No, now I'm going to go back to... if anyone doesn't know, on Spotify, Zoe and I Zoe discovered it for me, but you can make a blend. So using the algorithm, they like combine all of your music tastes, and some of it is what you both like, some of it is only from one.
But like what Spotify thinks the other person would
like. And so now we're listening to mine and Zoe's blend, which actually we had... What was our...
It was, like, 98.
Yeah, we had, like, a crazy...
They said that we should be in a relationship.
Let's do it.
Let me find... We had a 98% match. You two are relationship goals.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Fast. And little do they know, we have a radio show.
Little do they know.
Podcast.
Now it makes sense that we do.
I know. Exactly.
So, yeah. You guys... Everyone should try to do a Spotify blend. It's really fun.
Yeah, and we'll post a demo if anyone needs help setting that one up.
We'll little screen share.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
And, tragic to say, but this was our last show of the semester.
Well.
Maybe not.
Maybe not. I think.
Next week?
I'm leaving on the 8th. So I'm leaving next Wednesday in a week.
Oh.
So.
We
could probably have another show.
I have my algorithms exam at 9, so...
Oh, well, up to you.
So I could do 8 to 8:45, and then just go right to the exam.
We'll discuss.
We'll discuss off-air. TBD.
TBD.
But everyone, thank you so much for listening. Thanks for sticking with us while we worked out some technical difficulties. If this is our last show, thank you so much for tuning in week after week. We love our highlighters. Yeah. And thank you for celebrating Zoe's birthday.
Aww.
We feel the love here.
Yeah, we do.
It's
been a great show.
Stay tuned. Unfortunately, Zoe won't be here this summer. Tears. But maybe I'll come into the studio sometimes and she'll call in.
I would love to call in.
Yeah.
We'll still make some playlists.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'll be
we'll
like we're there.
It out.
So stay tuned. A lot of good things coming, and we will most definitely be back in the fall.
Yeah.
All right.
Bye, highlighters.
Bye, highlighters.
Stay highlighted.